the lake to the locker room. Stay locked in with Clemson football coverage all summer long. Only on The Roar.
It is so nice to know that I can be on remote and do a show and things go well. I'd rather be there and in person. But, Sam, I want to thank you and Landon, man. This has been smooth, and you guys are doing a great job there. I want to compliment you on it. It makes everything so good when you guys are doing that. But sometimes things happen in life, like your garage door. And sometimes garage door springs break, and the track breaks, and the motor breaks, and the remote breaks. And now you're stuck in your garage or you can't get out, or you're stuck, not being able to get in. It happens in the commercial applications and the residential applications. And I want to tell you, American Doormaster is going to be there, the number you call, if anything does go wrong. If you need new doors, at all those levels, they'll do that as well. It's American Doormasters, AmericanDoormasters.com. They do an incredible job for you. Locally owned, licensed, bonded, insured, American Doormasters, right here in the Yipset of South Carolina. And taking care of you. If you have any questions, any issues with garage doors, 990-3075, 990-3075. If you have questions for Paul Strelo, Adams & Co. Roofing text line, 654-ROAR, TigerIllustrated.com. Paul Strelo joins us now. Good morning, buddy. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Mickey. Hope everybody out there is as well.
We are. I want to get a big picture thought from you. Well, a couple of big picture thoughts. Paul, it is not often that I reference the Wall Street Journal. But yesterday, did you see the article that we talked about earlier today in the show? Have you seen this article?
I have not seen the article. I'm aware they wrote one, but I don't know what they wrote in it.
And the article is not. I mean, it's not too revealing. There's nothing really in it that we don't know. But I thought it was interesting headlines, at least. College football left Clemson behind, so Clemson revolutionized college football. And I'm not sure if we're ready to say revolutionized. The point I made was that Dabo Swinney pre-transfer portal was elite and the program was there. I'm not sure that we're ready. I think this season and the story of this season, I think that could make a big step towards saying that. But am I wrong to think it might be a little bit premature to say that that's the model that maybe more teams will go to, and retention is should be the goal even more and more. Doesn't Dabo kind of have to do it this year post portal?
I think the headline is sensationalized,
right?
But I do think there is premise behind various concepts that we've seen Dabo's when he got criticized for, and yet now you're seeing other college football coaches shift towards some of those principles and models. Retention obviously being a driving focus for Dabo Swinney and keeping people. I think across the landscape we have seen a lot more college coaches come to the realization, if only for the practical business standpoint, that retention is cheaper than acquisition in business. And I think you've seen that a lot more. I think you're hearing many more coaches now vocalize what Swinney did from the beginning on, hey, it's important to get people who want to be here, because you can't develop players and keep continuity when there's turnover year after year. And it does eradicate whatever – everybody's got a culture and everyone talks culture, but it's hard to establish one – to establish an identity – when you have such turnover and there is such a focus on me as the player. So, I think we've seen, I think Kirby Smart is a good example to where, like, Georgia does not get involved in a bunch of bidding wars. That's not to say they don't get into some, but I think they pick their spots much more, and there's a lot less of that focus. And there are, just like Clemson, look for some of those developmental-type guys who will be there for the long haul, who kind of pitch into the culture that they're looking for. So I think there are a lot of principles in which Dabo Swinney really stuck with that he was criticized as maybe being old-fashioned or archaic with, that you've seen others, whether they've come around to or are now just more comfortable in supporting, because there was such pushback there for a while. Like, if you don't embrace all things progressive and transfer and totally changing toward, you know, the NFL model, then you're just being left behind.
I tell you, there's one thing that you'll never hear anybody describe Paul Strelo, and that's sensationalizing. So out there somewhere, because there's somebody on your message board or on my listening or my text line that's going to try to convince me it's Wednesday, and then somebody's going to try to convince me it's already Friday. But I bring you on, and you go, you know, it's probably somewhere in between. It's probably Thursday. You know, it's probably not as far back as
I can throw a wet blanket and go down the middle of the road with anything.
All right, let's don't do that. Let's talk about some players that have had. Well, let's throw a wet blanket from an injury standpoint. Texas wanting to know Jaden Lucas, Adam Randall, a little banged up now apparently. The Walker Park stuff, the Khalil Barnes stuff. There are injuries out there. Are you hearing anything? I know we're here from Dabo after the scrimmage today, but any of your inside stuff on what we might hear from that?
Oh, you know, I think the main thing, and I suspect if I'm Dabo Swinney, I downplay it, is just saying that's your everyday knock. I think Adam Randall was the big one and the one possible scare that they briefly had this week at practice. I mean, Khalil Barnes is a significant one, and we don't know anything to have changed there. And I think even when that news officially came out that we reported, it was probably going to be, it was not going to be an immediate return for Barnes, and it's going to be a much closer to time frame on when we kind of find out what his status is going to be. Now, some of that is you're just kind of resting him, and you know, but I think if you look at various injuries of hamstring and grades there, those tend to be a couple of weeks. And so you're kind of riding out to see what where you can get him. What's he going to be like closer to game week more than right now? So I think that one is significant. And then as well, Walker Parks, offensive lineman, you know, an injury there that brings his status for the opener into question, I think it's fair to say. You know, I don't think we know and will know until closer, and I think Parks, as his history will show, will do everything he can to kind of fight through and maybe play regardless. We'll see. But that does kind of, you know, throw in a wrench, I guess, with the offensive line and kind of the domino effect there on, you've got some guys, you've got some depth, although a lot of that depth is being tested through camp with the standard injuries that a lot of guys are going through. But I think some of their depth has been pushed by injuries, particularly to some of the third string guys here. And so, you know, a Harris Sewell at right guard is nothing new to Clemson. And then having Elijah Thurman, to me, you know, kind of bounce back and forth maybe as a swing option at those positions. But they've cross-trained a number of guys here through camp to account for such situations. So I think they are prepared for it. And I think, you know, it's substantial whenever you lose somebody who's within your game plan. But I think that as long as they don't incur additional injuries to compound issues, you know, they should have the personnel to be all right at those particularly at the offensive line spot.
Spoke to the Charleston Clemson Club last night, and I told them going into the season, my number one concern was punter, and coming so far in this camp, my number one concern remains punter. Now, the good news of that is there's a lot of really good football teams out there right now that don't know who the quarterback's going to be, don't know what the line of scrimmage is going to look like, some position battles, a lot of places. You know, but two parts of it. Well, it's good that punter is your main concern, but the other part of it is that still a concern for you? And any news and notes, any foresight on what might happen there?
Oh, I do think if you're breaking it down by personnel and depth chart positions, that one appears the weakest link and continues to be a question. You know, I think if you were to list the influences for the season and games, you know, I think others will surface as to something that is a bigger issue. I don't think punting will as negatively impact you know, and threaten Clemson's results as, you know, will the offense hum like people think it will and make that jump? You know, will the back end of the secondary, you know, I think that they'll have good players back there, but I think that will have a greater determination on Clemson's results in bigger games than punting. But I do think punting is a significant question and has the cumulative effect in games that might not be as evident. And I would agree that from a personnel standpoint, that would appear to me to be the weakest link as far as, you know, just not having a consistently high floor. You know, beyond the fact that I think there are questions, I think every now and again they're able to flip the field, but not very frequently. And I think the misses, can they avoid being as bad a misses as they periodically have? So we'll see on the impact that it has, but I don't think there's anything we've seen or heard this camp that makes you feel any better about the situation. And I think maybe if anything, the situation's got a little cloudier, where I think Jack Smith has been the guy you favored coming out of camp, and I think probably still. But I think Robert Gunn, the kickoff specialist, has probably injected into that conversation more than anticipated. And while that's, I think, something of a credit to him, I think that's also an indictment of the situation.
Assuming Randall is healthy, mm-hmm. two-part over-under, 75 yards rushing against LSU and 750 yards rushing in the season. Over-under those. How effective do you think he can be?
Mm-hmm. I think he can be pretty good. You know, I think I'm like everyone else that feels like you need to see it first. Right. But just from everything that we've observed, I think that as well as heard, I think he can do it, and I think he can be good enough, and I think he can be good. Will he be great? I think that is the question, and durability and a lot of those things go into it. I think you're right around the number, and that's tough for the LSU game on where I think he will be. I think I would put him at over the 750 right now for the season, but for the LSU game, I think LSU's defensive tackles are pretty good, and I think there's the question mark for Clemson on, while they've got bodies on the interior offensive line and have more depth there than ever, credible depth, I still need to see that they're going to get some push in the run game. And so I think I've got some question on how effective Clemson's running game can be. So I guess I would probably go the under on 75, not by much, but I would go over on 750 for the season. I think Randall, when healthy, is going to have a pretty good year.
We saw, I don't have a long catalog of memories of wide receivers switching to running backs and having successful careers. We saw SMU guy do it last year. And have a lot of success with. So, and you evaluate players all the time and recruiting all the time. And can we see more in the future? It seems like a pretty difficult jump. Two totally different, you know, offensive line, defensive line, offensive line, or a linebacker going into a defensive end, maybe. But like, this seems like a rare mm-hmm. occurrence.
I tend to agree, and I think that's where a lot of the skepticism comes. Is we just don't see it very often, and I think you could easily have forecasted a trajectory for Randall where, if he doesn't have the kickoff return and some things last year, does he transfer to another school and go have the same kind of year as a receiver somewhere else, where now, like, his future looks totally different because he stuck with it. One or two plays kind of changes how you view him, and now suddenly he could be reborn as a running back. I think there's certainly reason to question whether it can happen, but you know, I think there are the ingredients there for it to happen, but I think a lot of us are in the show me mode just because we don't see it happen very often, and so yeah, SMU's guy did it last year, a totally different body type, but I mean, if you also go back to, you know, kind of the skill set that Randall has displayed even through high school recruiting, he's always moves so well for a big guy, and and done well with the ball in his hands. They just couldn't really, you know, he couldn't get the ball into his hands for a number of reasons that added up to ability to track the ball, staying healthy, just kind of winning jump balls. So if you're going ahead and hand it to him, that changes the complexion. And, you know, while he has a little running back in his background, just as a quarterback who took the snap and ran with it, it's still a different ball game. But it's also, I think you figure out in football, it's complex, but it's not rocket science. And it's something that that people can change positions and pull it off. So I think it can happen. I think odds are looking like it will happen, but I still understand any question on it happening going into the season.
And something we hadn't talked about, but it give me like a 15-second deal because I got to wrap it up and tell about TigerIllustrated.com, but a guy that's been injured in his career going to position now where there's going to be a lot more contact between the tackles. I don't blame anybody for having concerns about banged up and making it through a season.
Absolutely. Although I think a lot of his injuries have been more hamstrings and things with the leg that, you know, that get more into sprinting and that type of deal. But there is the agreement. He does have to show durability. And that is, you know, we've seen it with other great running backs. And you know, C.J. Spiller went through it himself. Like, you still got to be able to handle the physical toll. And just because he's big doesn't mean that will occur. But, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt on being able to do it this year until shown otherwise.
All right, tell me about TigerIllustrated.com. Final scrimmage of the camp today. You'll have coverage of that, Dabo's quotes and some recruiting and a bunch of visitors coming in. A great time to subscribe.
Absolutely. You know, more returns from the scrimmage today. Certainly the LSU visitor list continues to grow. A lot of offer guys coming in, a lot of national names who don't yet have offers and could exit with them. You know, I think with a lot of competition that weekend, Clemson's still showing to have one of, if not, you know, one of the better, if not the best, recruiting visitor list for that weekend. And that will all come together here over the next 2 weeks. So a lot going on with team coverage. Injuries certainly we're tracking. A lot of recruiting news to come.
I'll leave you with this. On the idea of today's Thursday night, Texture gets in on a boat in the middle of the Pacific. It's currently Friday right now. So, again, you know, we don't even know what day it is sometimes, I guess, depending on where we're listening on our app nowadays. I love it. Let's review the scrimmage and talk about the last weekend before college football when we visit next Thursday.
Man, looking forward to it, Mickey. Appreciate it.
Me too. I appreciate you. Paul Strelow, TigerIllustrated.com. Hey, Roosters, your little fella is back at school now, and it's still hot, so your little fella's going to need a haircut. Take them by Roosters, RoostersMGC.com. They're going to take care of you. You're going to love it. Roosters does a fantastic job. Get your little fella in there and back to school. And that goes for all the guys that are teachers or principals or administrators or they want to take care of you as well. Back to school and professors and all that. You headed back to college and all. Hey, it's Roosters. Get cleaned up. Make it look good. Straight razor shave. Back of the neck razor shave. 7-step facial. Get pampered. Plaza on Pelham. Pelham Road in Greenville. RoostersMGC.com. Two open phone line segments when you come back for more after this.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Tiger fans, beat the heat with Elkmont. Whether you're cooling off with a day at the lake, heading for cooler climates on vacation, or gearing up for game day, Elkmont has everything you need. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is your destination for summer fun. Conveniently located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers! Ready to ditch that workout that just involves lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. No experience, no problem. Blockhaven has over 200 routes for everyone, from beginners to Olympic climbers that change every month, so boredom doesn't stand a chance. Come solo, bring the crew, sign up your kids for their youth teams, or throw a party. Mention the Roar at the front desk for 20% off your first day pass or a $0 membership fee. Come reach new heights at Blockhaven, where you can climb harder, build fitness, and join a thriving community of healthy people. Visit Blockhaven in the Judson Mill District in Greenville, just a short drive from anywhere in the upstate. Or visit blockhaven.com for more information today.
Craving real Buffalo, New York-style pizza and wings? You don't have to leave the upstate. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City style, never doughy, with the perfect crisp crust. And the wings? Crispy, juicy, buttery, spicy. Authentic Buffalo flavor with a tangy finish. Feeling adventurous? Try the Beef on Weck, a Western New York classic. Moretti's is just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Malden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, what's the culture of Snyder Tree Care?
As long as I'm in charge of this thing, and I've been doing this 30 years, the culture is people first. It's always people first. We're not going to make a decision to make profits over taking care of people. And it starts with our people, our employees. We offer, you know, benefits. We offer tacos or something every third Thursday when they come in from a hard day's work, just to say, hey, thanks for being part of the team. It's little things like that that seem to keep people real happy with us.
Keep it to Snyder Tree Care.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
What's going on, everybody? Facts and Childress here from Facts on Sports. I'll be live alongside John Hite from 9 a.m. to noon, as always, on the Thursday edition of the program. On Thursday, we'll be running through more win totals for college football and NFL, getting you ready for the upcoming football season in both respective worlds. We'll also be talking some Major League Baseball and some Atlanta Braves. As always, the phone number, 654-ROAR. We look forward to hearing from you on the phone lines and the Adams & Co. roofing text line with football season right around the corner.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down in the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Two open phone line segments. Love to hear from you on our text line, 654-ROAR, on our phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I'm in Charleston today, coming back, being in the studio tomorrow for Landon's last day before he heads back to school. We are taking phone calls now. Obviously, I do want to tell you about Ingles, because I need to check the weather in the upstate. Well, it was hot down here yesterday, but the weather coming back, and I think we got some good grilling time coming up, and I know that a lot of you out there are still starting to think about football season and planning, and I want to tell you, as you make your way into the game, out of the game, you got to plan tailgates and all the grill-out stuff and all the all the drinks and all the sides, everything. Ingles has it all, and they got it with the Advantage card. They're gonna save money on it, and man, that deli department. Oh man, and some chicken salad and some egg salad like on a game day. Oh man, you're gonna love it. Get those desserts over there in a bakery. Get those meats to grill out in that awesome seafood and butcher shop and meat department back there. At Clemson, at least you've got the cold beer freezer, and so everything's extra cold in there. Get the gas as you're coming into town or leaving town as well. So you're going to love our great friends at Ingles. I love it. I love everything about them. It's a great company that's headquartered right there in Western North Carolina. I just think about them all the time with the hurricane and then how they had to rebuild and all the jobs, all the people that were affected by that and all their employees. I just want to tell you, support these people. They're good folks. It's Ingles. Go by and see my good friends over at Ingles. Let me get Scott in Greenville. Good morning, Scott. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, man? You're down in Charleston.
Yeah, the holy city, Chucktown. And I tell you, man, these people were excited last night. I gave a speech to the Clemson Club, and there's some extra juice down here. There's some juice about Clemson LSU, and that night game, man, it's got a little extra juice going to the opener this year.
Man, I can't wait for that. My granddaughter's named after that city. On our good days, we call her Charleston. On the bad days, we call her Chucky.
How about that, man? How about that?
Yep. That's her name. Charleston Della. Her dad is a Citadel grad, and I think the Citadel girls are called, the girlfriends are called Dellas. So they, Charleston Della. But anyway.
I like it. I like that unique name.
Last night, I did a little sports gambling with Underdog, who advertises with y'all, and y'all use a lot, but I know you don't use it much. But a couple nights ago, I was down to my last $1.87, and I picked two Braves and a Met to have a good night. They did. I won $8. So last night, I said, you know what? I'm going to wager it all to win 45. It's all or nothing. And the Braves are down 6-0. And Matt Olson comes up in the third inning, and Matt Olson's one of the guys that I picked to have over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs combined. And he strikes out with men on first and third. I got mad, I shut the TV off, I said, I'm not going to win tonight. Braves are not going to win tonight. It's over. And I get up this morning, and Matty O has done his job. I win $45 on Underdog, and the Braves beat the Mets 11-6.
And now you can bring us breakfast tomorrow.
I can do that. I can do that.
Oh, I like it, man.
The big city.
Congratulations. Here,
well, $45, man. Shouldn't be sports gambling anyway. But you get some. You get money for signing up. So I got money for signing up and playing free money. So I'm not really playing with my money. But
right. That's anyway. The best kind of money to play with is playing with somebody else's money.
Yep. Man, I am stoked for college football to get started. I am, man, I just can't wait. This new defensive coordinator, and I don't know, man, I'm just excited.
Catch me up. Is your son still in it?
Okay. So this is kind of funny you asked that. My son was on the Fighting Butch Jones staff until a week and a half ago.
Huh?
And now he is with the Fighting Jeff Levy's, and he is moving tomorrow to Mississippi State.
How about that, man? Move a little closer to home.
Yeah.
I take it that's closer.
3 hours closer. Yeah.
Yeah.
And his dream job, he loves Tennessee, okay? He loves Tennessee. Now, he's behind the scenes on the staff. He's not on the field and all that, but his dream job is Tennessee. He loves the area, loves us. He's a Clemson grad, Clemson fan, but he just loves the area. And they had an opening this week, and he's like killing himself. He's like, man, if I'd have just waited a little longer, maybe I would have got it. But but no, he moves tomorrow to the Starkville. So
she's
had him home for a week and a half. Dad's happy. He's moving back out tomorrow.
Oh, that's awesome. My best friend's daughter is in the vet school there, and she's loving Starkville. And so I got to tell you, I pulled for Arkansas State because of your son last year. I didn't like having to pull for Butch Jones. I don't mind Levy. I don't mind Mississippi State. So let's pull for the Bullies this year. Let's have a great season there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and we traded in some – he got some nice gear from Arkansas State that he passed up to Dad when he leaves, and Dad, I can't take this to Mississippi State. So,
right.
Some shoes, nice Adidas shoes and things like that. So I'm like, okay with that.
Yeah, man. Nothing like a little swag. Nothing like a little deal there. So, yeah, we'll be bullies then. He's going to bring in cowbell, too. You got to get one of those.
I told him that's the only thing. When he came home for trips, that dang cowbell's got to stay in Mississippi. And it don't bring it home. So
I got one story for you. And I told this on the air. But Clemson is playing Mississippi State. And it's in the Peach Bowl. And it's circa... 90, what was that, 99?
93.
I don't know.
No, 93. Yeah. In the 90s.
So, as you know, longtime defensive coordinator there, Joe Lee Dunn, was the most aggressive defensive coordinator, blitzed like crazy. He spent time at South Carolina all those years. Was at Mississippi State at the time. And Mississippi State's defense shut down Clemson that night. And I'm on the MARTA. Yep. Going back to my parking spot, and Mississippi State fans are raising, can't beat them like 13-6 or something like that. And Joe Lee Dunn's defense played great. And I got this drunk fan with a cowbell ringing it right in front of the Clemson fan's face. And he looked at the Clemson fan in front of me and he says, "I got two words for you, buddy, Joe Lee Dunn." I was like, well, the math didn't work out that way, but that's only those two words were.
I might have been that guy, dude, because that happened. We were covering up with our jackets. We were covering up our Clemson sweatshirts because if they saw them, they were ringing the stupid cowboy in your face.
Right in your face.
Couldn't stand it. Yeah.
Couldn't stand it. Brutal. I'm with you, buddy. Hey, man, congratulations to your son. Keep us up to date with Mississippi State. We'll follow them a lot closer this year.
We'll do it, man. Be careful getting in.
All right, don't spend all the 45 in one place. All right, buddy. Let's get to Chad in Columbia. Is this twice in 1 week or three or four times in the last couple of weeks, man? How you doing, Chad?
Man, good. Hey, did Charleston Clemson Club, do they know ball?
They do know ball. This is a lot. You know, I talk about Alabama fans. Clemson fans are this way, too. A lot of them are. Is that they understand the questions because, you know, when you take questions at the end, the questions are unbelievable. And this fan base is, and there was 100, I think 119 there last night, maybe. They're excited, man. And, yeah, they know ball, yeah.
All right, good. Yeah, it's unbelievable they flew you down there private. That's really cool. But, hey, listen, reason for my call. Mick, your boy Billy Kwok yesterday, I'd like to put him on a performance improvement plan. I just randomly accidentally hit the dial when he's on, right? And he's talking about going to a Star Wars orchestra. I mean, how is he not terminated? Is Sleepy Joe running WCCP? I mean, who is upper management? Can one of the Mickettes not take over for his position? I want to hang up and listen and get your thoughts.
Here's a bigger issue. Can somebody take away his man card? I don't care about the job. Can somebody take away the man's man card? What is he talking about? Did you guys hear, Sam, did y'all hear?
Oh, Billy Kwok, man.
Billy Kwok. Did you hear? What in the world is a Star Wars orchestra?
I can imagine what a Star Wars orchestra is. I am not a big Star Wars fan. Never really have been. So you would not catch me at a Star Wars orchestra. Maybe Landon. I don't know.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Star Wars has some of the best, you know, orchestra type music you can think of.
Where would one find a Star Wars orchestra is my question. Where do you stumble into what amphitheater is playing that?
I'll start with my good old friend, his name's Google.
Yeah.
And I'll type it in. And then I don't know. Me personally, I wouldn't, I think so. I wouldn't pay over $20 for it.
The New York Philharmonic was playing it. It has played it already. So you know, this might be a pretty big thing.
Let me be clear about this.
Obviously, with John Williams, it's a big thing. But
all right, Billy Kwok. Let me be clear about this and your man card. If I found out that the New York Symphony Orchestra was playing a Star Wars orchestra in my garage, I wouldn't get out of the Lazy Boy to go see it.
Texter says the symphony plays the entire score while the movie plays. That sounds pretty cool, actually. So you're going to see the movie, but you get the live music. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm gonna say that's pretty cool.
And the music is fire. It's great music.
That's pretty cool. You know what, Billy Kwok, I'm gonna give you that one. I wouldn't do it myself, but that's pretty cool.
I'll do it. I'll go with him if he needs an extra. I'll be one to
Chad in Columbia. The Mickats have failed you today. I am sorry.
Let me ask you this. Are we still talking about Star Wars? Because if we are, I'm not getting out of my lazy boy. I'm gonna pass by it so fast on TNT or TBS that night. I mean, I'm not watching Star Wars.
That's unbelievable.
What are you kidding me? Star Wars?
What? Okay, then what do you choose over 12? Star Wars?
Like anything.
Name a
yeah,
film.
Yeah, go give me a trilogy / entire movie series that is better than Star Wars.
Everyone. No, Godfather. Like it's got to be a trilogy. Got to be three of them.
Yeah, just because there is no other series better than Star Wars, and that's a fact.
I think there are better ones, but I've never been a big Star Wars guy. So.
Star Wars over Harry Potter. Star Wars over Transformers.
Well, yeah.
Star Wars over Marvel movies.
What are we? I'm about 12 years old.
What do you? Why do you have to be 12 to watch Star Wars?
Because it's Star Wars. It's a. you got to be a little kid. Well, you got action figures to go along to the movie with you?
You
take
no,
your lunchbox
you just
up there?
Enjoy
with your
the
lunchbox?
Movie. What's different? Why can't, you know, you can't just watch a movie? A
lot of Star
because
Wars
I'm a grown
slander.
Man. It's a anyway.
A lot of Star Wars slander on the text line. We do not have Star Wars fans here.
Of course not.
It's not
because
my
we have 12-year-olds listening. Because the 12-year-olds are in school right now.
Mickey, I'm gonna buy you.
Talking about Billy Kwok.
I'm gonna like buy it. You a lightsaber. I'm
yeah,
get you
yeah.
A lightsaber, a Kenny Lofton yeah. jersey, and then a Bluey, a bunch of Bluey stuffed animals.
Yeah. Because I'm 12. Short break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up and lead into Facts and then Billy Kwok a little later on. Short break. Much of this.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
We know America is in a health crisis. But when we say that, it can feel distant. It feels big. It feels impersonal. In reality, being overweight, it is personal. It's happening to people all around us, and the effects are numerous among people that we care about. Well, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss are changing the narrative surrounding getting weight gain under control. They're not prioritizing shots or pills or popular drugs. They are prioritizing lasting solutions, learning how to eat, learning how to think about food. They are doing the hard work so that you can turn your body into a fat-burning machine using real food, behavioral coaching, and proven science. And these are habits that will last a lifetime. Literally, you could do them forever. Call today. Set up a consultation. You'll be glad you did that. 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
It's bow time. Hurry into Bojangles for two scratch-made sizzling sausage biscuits for just $4. One bite, and you'll want breakfast for dinner. Good thing we serve savory sausage biscuits all day. But this 2-for-$4 deal won't last forever. It's bow time.
Dreaming of building your dream home on your own land without the hassle of having to draw plans from scratch? Introducing Homesites by Hunter Quinn Homes. From cozy and quaint to spacious and grand, our award-winning floor plans are the perfect starting point for your dream home, allowing you to customize our plans to fit your needs. Our dedicated local team will make the building process a breeze. Don't settle for a one-size-fits-all home. Search Hunter Quinn Homesites online to explore our plans and build a home on your land that's truly yours.
Poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life through experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV PhotoMax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, and viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV PhotoMax from Estes Heating and Air. Serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit ESTESHeatingAir.com today for more information.
Get ready to discover incredible savings with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Say goodbye to seasonal worries and embrace year-round savings by adding gas appliances with cash rebates to your home. But that's not all. Call the office now and find out how you may qualify for residential volume user rate, adding even more value to your energy savings. Ready to start saving big? Visit FHNGA.com and explore the rebate page for more details.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
At Upcountry Fiber, we believe connection is just the beginning. You've helped us build something powerful, and now we want to take you beyond. Upgrade to 1 gig and get 6 months for $65 a month. No contract, no catch. It's the next step in your journey to gig and beyond. Faster speeds, stronger service, a future built right here at home.
Take the leap to gig and beyond at upcountryfiber.com. Upcountry Fiber. Together, we're building a stronger connection.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Going to throw it deep, down long. There's Wesco! Catches it at the 40, off the races, he goes! Touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
It took, Sammy mentioned, we had a bunch of Star Wars detractors on our Adams and Co-Roofy text line.
Many of them.
And, supporters, all right?
Well, let's I was going to say.
There's just, both sides.
We just got our first letter of support in. Let me read it to you.
Oh, my.
Landon, Landon, you're exactly right. We love Star Wars. Signed, Mrs. Thompson's entire fourth grade class.
I mean, that's just
and Billy Quall.
Shouldn't they be in school
true.
Now?
It's just not true.
Like, shouldn't they be in school? Like, what do you kids go back to math class? Go back to reading class.
Are you? What are we? Are we popping on a Ken Burns documentary tonight, Mickey? Is that what's getting turned on in the crib? Is that what we're
it could be? Yeah, I could watch some Ken Burns National Park or some Ken Burns baseball. Yeah, I could do that. But I'm not gonna watch anything that can't happen. Like, I'm not gonna watch Star Trek.
I mean, it's just have an imagination.
Who's to
Mickey?
Say what can't happen?
Come on,
who knows?
I would say right now, you will never encounter a Chewbacca or in your life, or a Wookiee. Or
I can do the Chewbacca.
I'm sure you can. What's the Jabba the Hutt? Yeah, like that's gonna happen in my life.
Who's to say?
Come on, man.
There's some pretty big slugs out there.
In your life is a different qualifier. Who knows? Maybe. I mean, maybe there's a big old slug out there. Who knows?
And you're trying to tell me no? And we had this discussion during the break. No one can figure out an Iron Man suit? You're telling me no one can figure that out?
No, not do what Iron Man does.
That's
no.
Unbelievable. There's 100% somebody that's going to be rich enough to be Iron Man. What about Batman? Batman can be real. It's just a dude that has a lot of money with a bunch of weapons, and then he can fight.
Nah, but that's so unrealistic, man. Do you watch these movies? You see, like, what they put their things. There's no way.
The last Batman movie was a depressed rich orphan who fights crime in the streets, and the villain was a guy who set off bombs. That seems realistic. That could happen.
Put Conor McGregor in a Batman suit, and you have Batman. Well, I mean, I don't understand.
Any of these things could happen.
Ain't happening. I'm just telling you.
Dexter says Mickey seems to know a lot of characters to have never watched it.
That's what I'm saying. You're kind of calling yourself out.
Are you sitting next to old Billy Kwok?
Me and Billy Kwok over here getting our man card taken away from us. Speaking of rich guys, a lot of money. Did y'all see the Kansas story?
Yeah.
A Busher gave $300 million to Kansas Athletics. Man, we are, first of all, good on you. Anybody who has that kind of money to give that away, good on you, man. Like, that's awesome. And if you're Kansas, like, if you're Bill Self, or if you're, you know, anybody, all up and down the whole athletic department, like, this is a major, major deal. And it will be interesting to see. But here's my question to you guys. What would be considered a good ROI for Kansas Athletics for $300 million? Like, for $300 million, I give you $300 million, and in football, you go 7-5 for the next few years? That's not good. Like, what's your expectations? If I give you $300 million, what do you expect the record to be in football?
If someone, one specific person giving $300 million, I would have pretty high expectations. But at the same time, if you're giving someone $300 million to do anything, you probably have more money than you possibly need to ever have. So any sort of improvement would be probably accepted.
Basketball, obviously. I mean, national championship, like, that goes without saying.
$75 million of – it's David Booth. His $75 million, so a quarter of his gift – his donation will be launched towards the second phase of the ongoing transformation of David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium and the construction of the surrounding Gateway District, which that stadium does very badly need a rehashing and upgrades, I would say.
All right. David Booth, an American businessman, is worth $5 billion.
Yeah, so he's doing okay.
Yeah.
Think he watches Star Wars?
He does.
No, he's a grown man trying to have a life.
No, he watches it because he has imagination and he enjoys entertainment. Good entertainment. I just want you to go look back at the text line because you now have people turning against you saying they have lost a lot of respect and that you need to go watch True Things. Someone also said, Mickey says he doesn't watch things that can't happen, and yet he claims to be following the Yankees to the World Series. I mean, I agree. That's all I'm saying. You know, that's not me. I'm just saying the Texans, you know, they never lie.
I will tell all the Texans that are saying that right now, give the phone back to mommy.
Oh, wow. That's messed up. That's a low blow.
David Booth is 78 years old. He was born in Lawrence, Kansas. He went to the University of Kansas, then University of Chicago for his MBA. He is the founder of Dimensional Fund Advisors. He has two kids, divorced from his wife. Boy, you wonder what that settlement was like. And a guy that, let me make sure I'm not saying this, very philanthropic with his money. It looks like a long list, a lot of things named after him. So that's good. But obviously a big, huge fan there, made his money in this investment company. So started at Wells Fargo in the 70s and has done very, very well for himself. But how about that? Big basketball guy gave $10 million for the construction of the University of Chicago campus. He gave University of Kansas, he's already given them $9 million in 2004. He gave them this, I'm trying to see other gifts here just to Kansas. Anyway, $300 million, man. Good stuff, and we'll see what comes with that in the very near future, we feel like. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. I call him at 292-3001, bradhughes@allstate.com, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. See if you can save money with Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. For that, I'll tell you that Clemson has a scrimmage today, and I'll lead into the question. Sam and Landon, what do you want to see? What do you anticipate seeing? What's going to be the storylines coming out of the final scrimmage of the year for Clemson?
I would like everybody to stay healthy.
Yeah.
That is the end of the that's the end of my sentence.
I think that might be the best option there, especially because if you know what you have, if everyone stays healthy, it gets pretty questionable once some of those top dogs start going down, and you got to expect some pretty big moments out of some young guys. So that an established running back room. I think there's still a lot of questions, as you know. We all say Randall, but how well is he going to play? And then who's the backup? Who's going to give him, you know, his breathers? I'd love to see an established, dominated, 100%, this is who our running back room will be.
This sounds crazy. First of all, Paul Stradler said it best. Punting is the biggest question mark, but punting won't have the biggest significance on the season. So I agree with that. But, man, I would love to hear Dabo come on the mic after the scrimmage today and said, our punting, we have a punter. He came out and won the job today. There were booming punts all over the stadium. The hang time was incredible. We've never seen this before. This is amazing. We've answered our punting question. Now, I don't anticipate that happening. But isn't it a luxury? We joked about it before. Isn't it a luxury that punter is your biggest question mark, rather than all the other things going on, all those big, huge position battles going all across the country? Pretty lucky to have that, for sure. And I hear now we're going to be playing the music for our two-minute drill.
That's up to you.
Let's do it.
It's up to you.
You guys, you inspired me yesterday. Let's hear it, Sam.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Two days in a row, we're playing the freaking music.
What a joyous time.
This is unbelievable. Mickey, this is my final day in here before the Premier League season starts this weekend. Faxon has walked into the studio and seemingly is sitting down like he's a guest. I'm not going to give him the satisfaction of turning his microphone on. But your Manchester United start another likely disappointing season on Sunday. What are your expectations going forward?
As I have told Faxon many times now, that Manchester United will be the most improved team. We will climb more spots in the table than any other team in this league. And I'm not predicting top four. Top six, maybe. I think we can get back in the top six.
Not hard to climb when you finish 16th.
Yeah, we will be the most improved team, and we will have a direction. And moving forward, Manchester United will be a premiership contender in the next 2 to 3 seasons.
No, they won't.
What?
They will not.
Oh, man. See, you guys are just raining on my parade again. I got to have a little bit of hope. Give me some. It's been terrible, by the way. You know, everybody gives me a hard time about Manchester United and the New York Yankees. Yeah, when have we won anything? It's hard being a Manchester United fan. It's hard being a New York Yankee fan.
Hey, Mickey, just had to sit down real quick in the studio. First of all, big fan, man. Great show today. Had a big-time question for you for my two-minute drill here, throwing it back to when I used to be on Wednesday mornings. Did Morgan Thomas fly you on the jet down to Charleston? Thank you.
Morgan Thomas was not my pilot, but who knows? One day. I will tell you this, Seth. It's getting to the point where I think I would fly with Morgan now. There was a time in there where I was like, no way, no how would I ever fly with Morgan Thomas. But I got to be honest with you, like, he's got some hours now, and would you guys fly with him? Would y'all get in a plane with him?
I think I would. I think we probably need to put a poll at theroarfm.com to see what our audience is thinking about this.
That'd be a great poll. I trust Morgan
put
Thomas to fly me to Charleston.
Yeah, I think he could handle Charles. I don't know about a cross-country, long-distance type of vibe, Mickey, but if it's just a little interstate or along the same coast over nobody's water, yeah, Morgan's got me.
I love it. I love it for sure. Landman, what you got for me today?
As much as we hate to admit it, the Taylor Swift era has begun, and the New Heights podcast hit 9 million viewers on their podcast yesterday and on this YouTube stream. Too many viewers, in fact, it shut down YouTube for a minute there. They were in the middle of announcing the brand new album for Taylor Swift, and YouTube could not take it and shut down. So the Taylor Swift effect, the Swifties have taken over there. Wild scene.
Well, hey. That's a great podcast, by the way. Check that out for sure. Eric Newton, for all real estate needs. EricNewton.com does a terrific job. Tiger-Properties.com. Look at Greenleaf, the new townhomes, right there, just so close to campus. You're looking for that next great place to live in Clemson and student and non-student living. Check out my friends at Greenleaf. And you mentioned it before, the Kelce brothers, if you watch anything at all, we mentioned a little bit yesterday, if you watch anything at all, go back and watch the Bill Murray stuff. That's fantastic. Let me thank Paul Strelo. Let me thank Sam and Landon. Faxon checking in as well. Faxon John up next. Friends, have a wonderful day. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's what we'll see right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately,